Hello, welcome to another installment of 91 Weeks with the Holy Spirit. Once again, this is Pastor Rock Dillaman, lead pastor at ACAC. As you know by now, if you've been walking this journey with us, some weeks our readings are chock full of direct references to the Holy Spirit, and some weeks there are no direct references. Well, this is one of the latter. This week again, with our readings coming from the minor prophet Hosea and some smatterings from Kings and Chronicles, there are no direct references to the Holy Spirit. But I do want to suggest this week that the book of Hosea in its entirety has something to say to us about the ministry and the purposes of the Holy Spirit in our lives. Several weeks ago, I closed a teaching on the weekend by saying something to this effect. I said, rather than allowing your pain to become your permanent address or your forwarding address, allow your pain to be your preparation for your next ministry assignment. I noted that many times when we walk through a period of sorrow, loss, disappointment, or even suffering and injustice, on the backside of that experience, God has new ministry initiatives awaiting us. Ministries that we can't embark upon effectively without the pain that is in our rear view mirror. Because pain, if we use it properly, pain produces greater empathy, greater identification with the suffering of other people. But it goes beyond that. It also produces greater empathy for the suffering of God. Now, we generally don't pair those words together, suffering of God. Some people like to accuse God of producing suffering in the world. He does not. We do that ourselves. But we generally don't think of God suffering. But He does, more than any of us. Because our sufferings in this world are so limited. We are like the grass of the field that springs up one day and it's gone the next. Our time upon this earth, even for those who live longer than everyone else, is just north of 100 years. So we have a limited amount of time in which we can suffer. But God is eternal. And every time He sees His people straying from His commandments, introducing themselves to unnecessary pain, and hindering what He's up to in the lives of others, God's great heart, God's great soul suffers far greater than we ever suffer. Because His understanding is greater, and increased understanding brings increased suffering. If you have a better idea of what's at stake and what's being lost, you suffer more. God's love is infinitely greater than our love. So He feels the pains of disappointments. He feels the pains that His people feel more deeply than we could ever conceive or understand. So God has a far greater capacity to suffer, and God, because He's eternal, doesn't have a period at the end of the sentence of suffering. His sufferings will continue until the second coming of Christ and that moment when all things are set straight. So, God allows pain in our life to prepare us for greater ministry to others who are hurting, because the pain in our life gives a greater empathy for those who are suffering and a greater empathy for the suffering heart of God. So that's why I said, let your pain be your preparation for your next ministry assignment. Now, what's all of this have to do with Hosea? Absolutely everything. Hosea married a woman who proved to be a prostitute. She betrayed him. And not only did he know the pain of his wife betraying him for another, but he knew the pain, the questions, the self-doubts, and the embarrassment of having his wife choose not another, but a series of others, selling her body in order to make money. Now, when you read the book of Hosea, it sounds like God ordered him to marry a prostitute. And that always raises the question, why would God do that? Because God would be instructing him to marry a woman who was being intimate with many other men, and that would be a violation of God's morality and his laws in regards to sexual conduct. Why would God, in essence, command Hosea to sin? And what you need to remember is Hosea is writing as he looks back upon his life. When he married that woman, she wasn't a prostitute, and he didn't know that she was a prostitute. But God knew that she was going to choose that path. And he subsequently discovered that she was going to pursue that path. So Hosea recollects. He doesn't say, God told me, go marry a hooker. He looks back and realizes the woman God led him to marry would prove to be a hooker. So God did not violate his own moral laws, but he did call a faithful prophet to make a decision that would prove to be embarrassing, degrading, and more painful than you could ever imagine unless your love has been betrayed repeatedly. But Hosea's pain was not to be his permanent address. It was to be preparation for his assignment. Because as the drama of Hosea's life played out, God used that drama to say to the people of Israel, this is a mini-series depicting what you have repeatedly done to me and what you continue to do to me. Just as the prophet's wife betrayed him for a series of lovers, and crass materialism and immoral financial gain, you, my people, the descendants of Abraham, called to be my messengers, the beneficiaries of the law and the prophets, you have repeatedly gone after other gods. You have done it for financial gain, and you have repeatedly committed spiritual adultery. You have gone a-whoring. God says that repeatedly to the unfaithful nation of Israel. You have gone whoring. You have acted like hookers. And in so doing, you have broken my heart. You have betrayed my love. You have dragged my name through the mud in the sight of the nations that need to know me. But just as my prophet took his sinning wife back when she repented, I want to take you back when you repent. I do not want to destroy you. You see, the prophets often acted out their message. They didn't just write it. They often acted it out in a human drama. All of that to say, Hosea's pain, planned by God, produced by sin. God didn't produce the sin, but he planned the relationship that he knew would involve sin on the part of one partner. All of that was Hosea's preparation for a divine assignment that would not only speak to a nation, but that now, over 2,000 years later, is still speaking to any man and every man, any woman and every woman who reads the living Word of God. Hosea couldn't have known that his pain would translate into such a huge, far-reaching, ongoing ministry assignment. But God knew. Now, what does this have to do with the Holy Spirit? When you're following the leading of the Holy Spirit, you're following the lead of someone who wants you to have impact upon other people's lives. And as a part of that, the Holy Spirit may lead you down paths that will result in momentary pain in your life. He isn't doing that so that that pain becomes your permanent assignment or address. He's doing that so that that pain becomes your preparation for a ministry assignment that will likely be far bigger than you could ever imagine. Following the Spirit does not give you a free pass around pain. It will often lead you to pain as preparation for ministry to other people. And how fitting that this is our focus on a week that will begin with the celebration of Martin Luther King Jr.'s life. Because Dr. King was born into a vicious, segregated, bigoted, racialized society. Early in his life, he felt the sting and pain of bigotry and hatred. But he didn't make it his permanent address. He made it his preparation for a ministry assignment that was far greater than he could have ever imagined. Because not only did it change the immoral laws of an entire nation, but it gave us a glimpse into the justice of God, the heart of God, and it continued long after his death, because it continues today. Dr. King's pain was not a result of the Holy Spirit forsaking him. It was a result of the Holy Spirit positioning him for a far-reaching ministry assignment, his assignment. The Holy Spirit didn't produce the bigotry. God is not the author of evil. But the Holy Spirit allowed Dr. King to be born as a black man in a segregated society. So the takeaway, don't waste your pain. If you're following the Holy Spirit, some of your pain is going to be your preparation for your next ministry assignment. When you came to Jesus and said, Lord, I want to be used, you didn't anticipate pain would be necessary for you to be used. But many times it is. And when it occurs, the Holy Spirit hasn't forgotten you. The Holy Spirit hasn't betrayed you. The Holy Spirit is honoring your request. God bless you. Have a great week as you follow the Holy Spirit and look for Him as He leads you through your pains.